What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is the one and only Miss What That Lariat Do, First Lady of Prolific, and you are watching Three Count Podcast. Respectfully.
Do you want to get live with me? Do you really want to ride with me? I'm in the club, baby, grind on me.
Welcome, everybody, to another great edition of the Three Count Podcast Presents Now Entering, and I'm your host, Clifford Red Dog Miller, the man that leads you out to that mountain called wrestling. And by now, after our, you know, season five, our 360-something episode, I would just hope you say it with me, I am your Sherpa, because like your tribal chief, acknowledge me. But like every good Sherpa, you gotta have someone who's been there, done that, and can do it more efficiently than you can. That's why it's never about me. It's about who's entering the ring. So who's entering the ring today? You can find this person at PMW, Pro Wrestling R, CZW, WAW, Invictus, BCP, PWH, Mega. She is a brawler. She is an amateur ass whooper. Just kidding. She's a professional ass whooper. She is Ms. What That Lariat Do, the First Lady of Prolific. She is ruthless. Lala.
Oh my god, it's me. I'm excited.
Hey, it's wild because we've known each other. So we met like a couple years ago at 1CW/CCW at the time. And like since then, like we have like always been kind of tight, like always like catching each other here and there everywhere. But we always be having a ball in the back, like just like catching up.
Hell yeah, man. You know, I don't get to be around a lot of people that, you know, that willingly wants to be around me. So, you know, when I do get to, you know, find those people, it's great. It's good. It's good. I don't, look, I'm happy. I'm a happy camper. So I appreciate it.
I think that's important, though. Like, you find, like, those people that you just, like, for some reason, you just have, like, the same energy. And you just, like, you vibe off of well. Because you can find some people that, like, kind of, like, match you up. And then you're just kind of, like, I'm annoyed of this person real quick.
Hey, this person's on my nerves. Like, why are you here? Like, go away.
Who got this guy? Like, who got this person? Get him out of here.
Why are you here?
But it's funny because I think about it all the time where, like, the first meeting was you and I saw you in a Prolific hoodie, and I was like, oh, shit. Those are the boys. We know those guys all too well. And so then we started catching up and talking, and everybody was telling me about how much of a person that, like, they like sitting around and talking to you and picking your brain because you have so much knowledge in the game. So I was like, I'm going to stay close to this person's side because I'm sure I can pick up a lot of stuff out of nowhere.
Man, you know, I, you know, it's a, oh man. I was literally, cause like right now I'm at training at a NYWC. I'm helping out at the training, and like, I was just telling, all these guys and girls, I was like, you know, one of the things that I was grateful for is that I had the people want to listen to my ass. You know, I have been in this business for 21 years, and I have been blessed enough to sit under a lot of great people and just get a lot of knowledge. And it's crazy that I'm about to actually be 40, and everything that I've learned within the 21 years that I've been in this business is finally like clicking and hit me more than ever. So I'm just like, oh shit, god, this makes so much sense now. So you know, like, you know, I never try to put my teachings or my knowledge upon anybody, you know what I mean? Like, if anybody wants to ask, you know, hey, I'm always here to lend a hand, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that, you know, people can say those things about me, they do say those things about me, I am truly and forever humbled. Respect.
So it's one of my favorite questions to ask a lot of people when they come on, because obviously, like, we all have like a persona or something that we put together. So I'm going to ask you, like, who is Ruthless Lala?
So, Ruthless Lala is my defense mechanism. That's my security guard. That is my personal bodyguard. On the contrary, I am one of the nicest people you'll ever meet until you piss me off. And within the years that I've been alive in this business, between being in the business for 21 years and being alive for 39 years, a lot of people have taken my kindness for weakness, even before I started being a professional wrestler. And Ruthless Lala was always that person that was always excited when I didn't want to give a fuck, when I didn't want to care, when I didn't want to care about nobody's feelings, and I just wanted to kind of be heartless, you know what I'm saying? On top of it, if you look in the dictionary, ruthless is show no pity, no remorse, do whatever it takes by any means necessary. And when I can cause a lot of violence and chaos, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. So I always tell people, you know, you come off better dealing with Tanya than you do Ruthless, because Lala gives no fucks at all. Ruthless has that character that supernatural character that I have created for myself has been something that has helped me not as much as inside the ring, but outside the ring with everything that I have going on with my health and my mental, you know, just not to really get into it as much. It's just been something that has been my, you could say, guardian angel, you know what I mean? To help keep my mental in that balance where it needs to be. You know, so I won't spiral out of control. Because there's always a worse side of me. And that side I've been trying to keep locked down and that's wrath, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, Ruthless Lala and Tanya, you know, are the ones that honestly you would rather deal with than instead of wrath. Wrath is a whole different subject for a whole nother time. So,
But it's something though, because like when you look at wrestling, like a lot of people like want to like showcase or focus on like one aspect of like who they are and then like amplify that whole thing. Like I know for me, it's like when it comes to Red Dog being with like the Deadpool look, right, it's really because I want to focus on my wittier side, like just my quick whips that's going to come firing out rapid fast, and whatever people could deal with it, they could deal with it. Like I can recall a certain moment where like I think you went to like cup check me one time. I was like, nah, we got a tin can back down there, and you're like, leave me alone, get out. And I was like, yo, I was like, yeah, this is what we're gonna do, because you're like trying not to laugh at it, but you're like, I can't deal with this guy right now. You gotta go away. But it's like you focus on those things. So like even for me, like I'm thinking about like how I want to bring out like this other side of like Red Dog, right? Something else I want to amplify on myself is like the idea that he's like a tactician. He understands the game plan. He sees the bigger picture, but he always just like he's just meddling around and like moving. I don't want to say silently, just tactfully through situations as they're laying themselves out, so that, you know, he's gonna probably end up changing things. So it'll be a lot more camo wear. It'll be a lot more of like not really just like wearing a suit and coming out funny, wearing a mask that's gonna be a little bit more dangerous looking, you know, just trying to figure out like how to make that stick.
For me, it's a I wish I can say what made me want to create that person, but at the end of the day, I never, like, I didn't create Ruthless Lala, because it's always been a part of me, you know what I mean? And for me is, I love violence and chaos, you know, like, and I think this is going to be the most unhumblest time that I've ever done. Ruthless Lala is that bitch. Whether it's a man or a woman, you know that when my music hits, the person that I'm about to wrestle is about to get fucked up. You know what I mean? Like just off the rip. And on top of that, that is also something that I want to show, you know, young Black girls, you know what I'm saying? Not just, you know, girls in general, but, you know, young Black girls that, you know, people that try to tell you what you can do and you can't do, don't ever listen to them. You know what I'm saying? Follow your heart, follow your dreams. And the sky is the limit, and there is no limit. You you know, if I would have literally listened to people to tell me that, you know, wrestling is a hobby and I'm never going to make it and I'm never going to do anything with my life and I'm not going to, you know, like I should just quit and I should never be in wrestling to begin with because, you know, it's a joke. I wouldn't be here. You know, I wouldn't have went overseas. I wouldn't have been able to represent the United States as well as make titles, world titles, you know. So it's a when I go out there and I wrestle, it's for my family, it's for me, but it's also for people who deal with doubts, whose mental and depression and anxiety is just as worse as mine, you know, and overthinking, you know, hey, you know, if someone like this who is 50 Shades fucked up can still get in the ring and put on an amazing show, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, gives positivity to people and let people know that, hey, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what color, race, weight, size, you know, whatever you put your mind to, you can do, you know, you can do it. And that's something that I've taken pride into doing, is making sure that everything that I do in that ring, you can relate and it's believable and is relatable. You know what I mean? And so I'm just blessed and honored to have the opportunity to share my story with, you know, everybody in a sense.
It's funny because I see you, you know, I watch your matches and stuff like that, right? You can see like there's a connection with you in the crowd, like regardless of where it's at, right? Whether it's in, you know, Pro Magic or let's just go with CZW, right? I remember I saw a clip with you and Dick Dynamo at CZW when you just completely took his head off and the crowd just erupted. Like, just went off.
Yo, man, like I even got them to chant a beat that dick chant. Oh my god, that was like it was so crazy, because like I remember when I was getting ready to go out there for the promo, and like I was telling myself, I believe I told a couple of my other people, I was like, I'm gonna do it. It's like, do what? I said, just watch, I'm gonna get this chant going. And like, I didn't think it was gonna happen, you know. So like, I'm saying the promo, and I was like, you know, and then when I said it, everybody started chanting, beat that dick. I was like, oh shit. And so like, when we wrestled, when I came out, somebody literally had a beat that dick fucking poster board, and I was like, oh my god, I wish I wasn't so in my zone where I could have got that. It was the greatest thing ever, man. You know, I try to make sure that I can identify with a crowd, because I know in a certain sense, you know, how crowds are and like, you know, what they, you know, interact with and what they vibe with. And my thing is, you know, one thing that I always wanted to do, no matter where I was at, no matter if it's 10 people, 12 people, 8 people, you know, I always wanted to make sure that the people that paid their money come and get their money's worth. You feel me? Like, that's one thing that I've always... Like, I want to make sure that when people leave, they're like, oh my God, that was amazing, I'm going to come back. Because at the end of the day, I tell people could do so much more other stuff with their money than pay money to come watch a wrestling show. And the fact that they do, like, it's selfish of me to not give them their money's worth, you know? So.
Yeah, it was something I've been listening to a while now for, like, a lot of people on a lot of different podcasts and stuff. And people mention it all the time, where they're talking about if you're not doing well in one area, how do you do better in another area? How would you get better in another area? And you go back and talk to people and you understand like how they're the ones that you're trying to feed into that system to like get people to believe in that believability, and how massive it is to like get them to invest in you. So it's fun, because like the one thing I think about is like, my number one thing about me is that my character is genuinely me. So it's easy to relate to. Like, the person that you meet, like, in the ring, outside the ring, like, at a restaurant, it's just me. And it's just, maybe sometimes I'm dialed up, but you can always relate to me. And I think you saying that was, like hitting it right on the head, that relatability and being able to see yourself in the shoes of the person that you're watching is important. Because then you're like, well, I know they're doing a thing that I want to do. Like, whenever Stone Cold hits a stunner on Vince McMahon, we erupt, because we're like, we want to do that to our boss. Or we want to kick that one person's ass who annoys the shit out of us. And I see that with you, where like, you're like always fighting for respect, but then you're always like, I'm doing the things that you wish that you could do. Hey, but let me ask you this. You've been in this 21 years. I got it. I know you have one of these, and I'm going to ask you the question. What's the worst bump you've taken?
Snap suplex on the concrete by a 6'5" Chicano. Yep.
Oh no. Yeah.
No, there's nothing else that would beat that, because I'm well aware how small, how short I am. So, you know, getting a suplex on the outside, regardless, by somebody that's 6-something is gonna hurt. But it fucking took forever for me to land on the concrete, and I didn't like that.
You just falling forever. You're just like, when's the ground coming?
I was free falling. Said I'm free. That was me. I was free falling.
I remember, like, we've done the show for 5 years now, and like every time I hear someone say, like, I took this on concrete, I'm like, ow. Yes, every single time. Ow. Why? I had someone tell me about
that bump. You know what? It was that bump. That was the worst bump I ever taken. But I would believe the second worst bump I would ever taken was, I was at a lucha show in Texas, and everything in me should have left when I saw them start bringing, like, all the stuff to put the ring together, and they start drilling it.
Oh, no.
I was like, I really felt like at this point in time, I should have just left. But I was like, you know what? I ain't pussy. I really wasn't out of place. And yo, when I said that ring had no give, and let alone no padding at all, I took, oh, that's it. I literally gave a dude my fucking Senton, my breathalyzer. And oh my God. Oh my God. Like the way I hit, it caught like my butt bone.
And no give. No. Nah, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
Nah, bro. I remember that was my first and last time I ever wrestled there, because I was like, nah, son, that's a wrap for me, bro.
Nah.
I'm good. I still want to wrestle later. I'm good.
All right. Well, being that you have been in for a while, this is a good question. I like asking this question a lot too. But what's one of the hardest lessons you've had to learn being in the business?
Man, the hardest thing that I have learned being in this business is that somebody can look you straight in your face and tell you that they are here to be there for you, and then easily turn around and try to throw you under the bus. I can't believe I'm going to say this. No, I can't believe I'm saying it. There's a lot of people in this business that is pussy. I was really trying my best not to, but no, I'm going to say it. A lot of people in this business is pussy and try to make it seem like that they're bad and big and badder than what they are. But at the end of the day, they're none of those things. And they like to talk shit about you behind your back. But when you bring it to them straight to their face, oh no, I would never. I don't know who said that. And I'm just looking like, I seen the screenshots, bro. But I don't say that to them. I've gotten to the point now. At first, it used to really bother me, but now it's at the point I just laugh. Like, when somebody can't tell me the truth in my face, I just laugh. The thing that I learned and I understood, that you can't have friends in this business. You can't. I don't care what nobody says. You can have friends in this business, and I am blessed to be surrounded by a great support system, because if I didn't have the support system that I have, I wouldn't still be in it for how long I've been in it now.
Yeah, I think that's something that, like, I'm fortunate that I have
I promise you nobody is getting killed even though you hear somebody screaming. I promise you they are perfectly fine.
Everybody is dying in that room right behind her and behind the purple door. Everyone is catching hell for this right now. No, but I'm fortunate in this business that I get I've got a handful of friends, and I'm very like those are the guys like I will go to war with whenever they need me or whatever. So I'm very fortunate that I found those guys. And then I have a lot of cool mentors like that I can always hit back up and just be like, yo, quick question, or hey, do you got a minute to chat? And I can just sit back and just kind of download to those guys. So I'm glad, because like I'm also older in this business too. Like, you know, you had mentioned you're 39, I'm 38. Like, I'm just like, bro, I'm just trying to find my way through the business right now. And I'm like, I need help. Like, I just ask people all the time questions. So I'm like, if you don't have time to talk to me, then I don't really have time to address you. Like, I just need to keep pushing forward. Like, I will acknowledge, I'll be friendly with you and stuff like that. And we can have great conversations. But if I feel like I can't come to you, I'm just not worried about it. I'm just gonna keep
pushing. Well, that's how it is now. You know, like, you know, it's not how it used to be anymore. You know, like, people are no longer like people are, but it's getting shorter and shorter as the years go by. You know, people can't be happy for people anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like they can't be happy for people anymore. You know, they got to like do the most and, you know, oh, you got a spot that I didn't, you know, try to throw you under the bus and do the most. So it's like, you know, when you surround yourself around like-minded individuals that wants to see you be great, even when you don't see yourself being great, that's when you know that you got the right people in your life and your circle and surroundings.
Yeah, true that. True. Listen, so I'm gonna hop into my favorite part of the 3 count podcast, and it is the 3 count podcast 10 count questions. And Ms. Lala, this is how it works. I'm gonna fire off 10 questions at you rapid fast, and whatever your answer is, that is your answer.
All right, say that one more time.
So I'm going to fire off 10 questions at you rapid fast, and whatever your answer is, that's your answer.
Oh, that's bullshit. Okay.
Bet. Well, we're going to put on the imaginary timer for added pressure. Bing! And in the words of my favorite commentator, Mike Goldberg, here we go. Smackdown or Raw?
Shit. Both.
Okay, I like that. Favorite cartoon?
Oh my god. Favorite cartoon will Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. I like TMNT. I'm a massive fan. Marvel or DC?
Both.
Favorite movie?
Harlem Nights.
Yes, corn and everything. Apple or Android?
I am on Android. I do not hate people who have iPhone, but just know I am not getting a goddamn iPhone, because you pay more money into getting stuff put on your iPhone than you did. I'm good. Android is for me. The people that got money to get iPhone, that is good for you, boo boo.
Favorite actor / actress?
Idris Elba and Grace Jones, Viola Davis, yes. Morgan Freeman, Samuel L. Jackson, Hugh Jackman, Regina King. Did I say Grace Jones? I believe I did.
Yeah, you did.
Taraji P. Henson, Whoopi Goldberg, Eddie Murphy, Charlie Murphy, may he rest in peace. I can keep going on. Yeah, that's just.
Pepsi or Coke?
Neither.
That's what I'm talking about. Favorite podcast?
Okay. 3 count podcast, Public Enemy podcast, Smart Psychology podcast, Gresh Unlimited, Venomous Smoke podcast, Go for the Pen podcast, 808 Auntie's Chair Shot Podcast. And Knuckleheads Podcast. Oh, Sushi O' Boy Podcast. Okay. Bam! All right. Okay.
All right. Well, nominate one person that you want to see on this podcast.
Nominate one person that I want to see on this podcast. Just because I want to see what he's going to say, because he ain't, because he's goofy as shit. It would have to be my nephew, Marcus Marquis.
Yeah, I'm going to end up bringing him back on this podcast eventually. But yeah, I definitely go bring him back, because him and I, like,
now, if he's already been on it, then
all three of the guys have been on the podcast. All three of Prolific have been on the podcast.
Bet. Then you just got to get the Wise Brother. You just got to get Dre.
Okay. I like it.
And then last but not least, if Wolf, Tyree, and Marcus have been on, and I have, you've had all members on except the Wise Brother, the manager, Mr. Dre. Oh, that's another podcast. Your sports podcast. Ha ha. I remember. Okay.
And then last but not least, my favorite question to ask every single person who comes on this podcast. Favorite curse word.
Nigga. Yeah.
And you know what's gonna be so funny is that is the second time ever on this podcast that word was said.
Yo, because like, yo, that is my favorite, because oh Jesus, that is, that nigga is universal for me. Okay, like I understand how people feel, and nah, let me pray say that I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna tell you why I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, you know, there are people out here that do the most, you know what I'm saying? And for me, I don't trip on the nigga word. I trip when the hard R comes in. When that hard R comes in, I feel like there's a lot of plantation, cotton picking behind that when you say that. So I'm just like, I gotta fuck you up. But if I be like, yo, what up, my nigga? You know, like I tell people it's universal for me. Like when I'm happy, nigga. When I'm mad, nigga. When I'm like, oh, nigga, guess what happened? You know, like.
I got
you know, team. Like when I just came up, like, yo, I just won the lottery. Nigga.
I'm on. Yo.
I tell a lot of my friends. I remember I told Brandon Kirk, and I told Casey Cattell, and I told Charles Mason. I said, I just want y'all to know. And this is, oh, and Alec Price. When I watch them wrestle, I have a quota. I have a nigga quota that I have to hit, which means if I can drop at least 7 niggas while watching your match, that means that shit was fucking fire. And there has never been a time that I have not watched their matches where I ain't said nigga at least 7 or 8 times. Nigga! Like, I see him and say, what would you think? Nigga! Stop!
I feel like there's a bar that I need to clear now. Like I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, every time I see you now, I'm gonna be like, all right, man, I'm gonna do the most extra that I can just to pull this out.
Yo, man, I have a quote. You know, I have a quota, and I have to reach that quota, man. It's essential for me. Fuck everybody else. For me, it's essential. I'll be watching, I'll be like, oh, egg, what was you thinking? Oh, I'm gonna call you in a second. Like it's
I love it. Hey, so those are all my questions and stuff, and I just need you to let the people know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter at Ruthless Lala. You can find me on Instagram, Straight Ruthless One, STR, the number 8, RUTHLESS, the number 1. You can hit me up on Facebook, Ruthless Lala. You can actually get a cameo from me. Yes, I do cameos. I do gender reveals. I do breakups. I do pep talks. I do alarm clocks. I do congratulations, Tyree style. Whatever you do. you can catch me on Cameo. Shit, where is Pro Wrestling Tees. You can go on Pro Wrestling Tees and type in Ruthless La La and get my shirts. TikTok, Miss What That Larry You Do. Twitch, Miss What That Larry You Do. You can also catch me on Xbox and PlayStation. Okay, and I'm done.
Bet. Well, she gave you all of her handles. She told you where you can buy her merch. So you know what that means. Like every great part of a wrestling match, we got to take this home. Because this is the 3Count Podcast presents Now Entering. And like I said, I'm Clifford Red Dog Miller, the man that leads you out that mountain called wrestling. And like I said, it's never about me.
Why does your voice go that high for? Like, what was the reason for your voice to go that high? Like,
we go into elevations. That's why. That's why it goes up. We go up in elevation. We got it. We got it.
So sound like somebody grabbed you by your balls and told you to cough and turn your head to the left. Like, what is that?
First of all, hey, do not move. Do not put my secret out that way. Don't do that. You see her right next to me. Ms. What That Larry Do, Ruthless La La. And you guys know what to do. Tune in to the next episode and be there. Or you're legitimately sharing this with all your people, right? Your mom, your dad, your uncle, your auntie, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, your stepbrothers, your stepsisters, your enemies, because we love haters too. And you're also sharing this with your pets. You're following us on all of our social media platforms right up above at 3CountPod or 3Count_Pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Spotify, listen to us on Amazon, or even check us out on iHeartRadio or whatever that dumb jingle is that they do. Doing all the things, or really, you're just waiting for this episode to end. You're waiting for that outro. And then you're choosing another episode to listen to. Kawaii.
What's going on? It is Clifford Red Dog Miller, the man that leads you up that mountain called wrestling. And what we need from you guys is just kind of show some support, right? We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel at the 3Count Podcast, go on to our Twitch channel, 3Count Pod, or even our Facebook page, 3Count Podcast, and just give us a like, follow, subscribe, even give us a comment, right? Do all that cool stuff. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your enemies, right? Or you can even come talk to us and just chat us up, right? Find us on Twitter at 3Count_Pod. Find us on IG and on TikTok at 3Count Pod. Go ahead and leave us those comments. We want to hear from all of you guys. We're going to keep putting on videos and stuff like that. We want to keep making this content better, so we want your guys' support. Also, if you guys want to, go support us at prowrestlingtees.com/the3countpodcast, or even find us on foryourwear.com. Give us a support. Show us your guys' love, because we want to give it right back to y'all. So, in the meantime, between time, love y'all.